Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingBoys.com.
What broke them down? Was it just
the body punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually crying in there. You're saying your big was crying when you hit him? When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingBoys.com.
So you knew you had him by that
absolutely
time.
Absolutely, I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
From DPLC Productions.
Making women justice like, oh.
Let's go, champ.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. Obviously, another spontaneous one. Hashtag TBV Podcast. And obviously, thank you to all the patrons making these spontaneous shows all worth it. So, we have some official news to discuss. Danny Garcia, Sean Porter, officially fighting. I mean, holy shit. It's been so long, this fight's been in the making, and I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys were like me and thought that Danny was not going to take this. And it's interesting because his quote is, Porter is not on my level, and it's time to show that. I mean, I don't know if you guys remember the infamous, Danny and Sean Porter, when Porter kind of, jumped in the ring and kind of try to steal Danny's spotlight after his win over Brandon Reels. But let me play the audio.
You're from Ohio, boy. You're not from Vegas.
My backyard. Been here, live here, work here, train here, live here. I believe here.
I come spar your ass and beat your ass for free.
No, we ain't trying to spar. We trying to make some money.
I come spar your ass.
Trying to do it for everybody.
I meet you at your gym. I meet you on your gym on Monday.
Hold on, John. John, this is Danny's night. Hold on, Sean. Hold on.
Philly now, if we don't back down from nobody.
Hold on.
We can take it in the street if you want to. We can take it in the street. You're from Ohio, boy. You're not from Vegas.
Well. Take it in the street. Danny got to get a little, I don't know. But let me head on out to my co-host so we could get this one started and chop it up.
I speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. Speak it, believe it, receive it. I can't say it enough. I speak it, believe it.
Two attempts, handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and miss. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Red winner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingBoys.com.
Yo, what's going on, TBV family? What's good? We got the Danny Garcia versus Sean Porter. It's finally official. Who do we think is going to win? Danny finally stepped up to the plate, or did Sean back him into a corner? But before I get into that, I'm going to send it out to my guy, Ron. What's good, baby?
BoxingBoys.com.
I've been doing this. I ain't get up and fell off. I've been through the Lennox Lewis era, the Nassim Hamed era, the Sugar Shane Moser era, the Oscar De La Hoya era, the Mafia Tony Pereira. I've been through all the eras, and I still been fell
off. I'm going to talk, you do too much talk. The thing is this.
People want their subjective preference to be the objective reality.
HBO needs to fire you. You don't know shit about
BoxingBoys.com.
Yo, it's finally happening. We finally got the welterweight division to actually start moving again. We got Danny Garcia and Sean Porter. Official. I'm so excited. Me, myself, I used to live in Ohio, so it's good to see Sean Porter gets a third chance to try to get a belt. Well, second chance again after. But let's go. Let's start the show.
Call me Mr. Chimney. I want smoke.
And shout out to Ohio.
That's why I played the soundbite. Go ahead.
I often say they lost LeBron. The Browns suck. But Sean Porter will be challenging for a world title. The WBC belt. Most prestigious belt known.
Shout out to Ohio Runs Boxing in the super chat. He says, we want that smoke. Sean Porter all day. So that's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. We're here to talk former welterweight champion Danny Garcia, who previously lost his WBC title to Keith One Time Thurman, who's going to be taking on Showtime Sean Porter. And they're set to do battle for that same title that Danny lost to Thurman has now become vacant. So on September 8th, live on Showtime, not DAZN, these two guys will be getting it on. And like Ron said, the division is finally back moving. But what do we think about this matchup? Stylistically, I always thought this was a nightmare matchup for Danny. But seeing the quotes, he's like, I'm going to beat him at his game. Is Danny going to go in there and try to bull with the bull instead of be a matador? I mean, what the hell?
I was going to say, I think that would be a terrible idea considering the fact that Sean Porter started his career at 170 pounds. Most people don't even know that he actually was really big. Then he started cutting weight and went down to like 150s. And then eventually later in his career, he was in 147. The lowest he's ever been was 144. So seeing that Danny Garcia wants to go toe-to-toe with a naturally humongous guy, consider he started at like 135? But yeah, I wouldn't do that. I think he should box. He should use his amateur background to allow him to get a nice pop shot and move around, slick kind of style. Hopefully that he can do that. What do you think, Mike?
Let's be clear. Porter was knocked down by Broner, whose best weight was probably at 135, right or wrong.
And it was by a left hook, which is Danny's.
You going to take my shit, man. You taking my shit, baby. Go ahead.
Nah, baby, we Scotty and Pippen, that's all. No, that's the same guy. We Jordan and Pippen, that's all.
So Scott, but yeah, Danny has incredible timing with that left hook, too. So that might be a punch that I might be not afraid for Sean, because Sean has proven that he could take a hit, because Thurman fight, he took a lot of good hits. But Danny might be another kind of puncher. And Keith was injured of that fight, so we don't know how much power Keith really had.
Yeah, and mentioning injury, Sean Porter mentioned that he actually had an injury on his left hand, which he said he was able to recover. But, you know, it makes you wonder, seeing the fact that in the Granados fight, he was not able to perform. And even Ken Porter, his dad, said that he was trying to tell him to go southpaw, then he retracted and said, oh, you know what, actually, you know what, he's never fought southpaw. So if he hurts his hand and against a Danny Garcia fight, again, you know, what's his game plan then? It's not Granados, it's Danny Garcia.
And I never like when a fighter comes back from injury and does not take a tune-up fight to see where his hand is at. So if his hand get in trouble in that fight, then it may be a long night for Sean.
I mean, he had a long time for it to heal. You hear Teofimo talking about he's ready for Vasyl Lomachenko and Mikey Garcia in December when he's back in the ring. So these guys know, you know, what's going to happen. And I think that their hands might end up being better with the fucking rods and screws going through it. You know what I mean? I mean, Deontay's broken his hands a few times and then they stop breaking. Not saying that they're vulnerable, not invulnerable or unvulnerable, whatever. But I'm just saying, I think that Sean's hands are healed. I'm more worried about the style matchup, but I was this way when Danny fought Lucas Matisse, when Lucas Matisse was truly considered La Machina, you know, when he was really the machine, when he was coming off of a left hook knockout of Lamont Peterson and everything else that he had done, when people thought that, you know, he deserved the Zab Judah win. And I don't know, man. I mean, Danny was able to allow Lucas to come forward and use that momentum against Lucas, hit him with some really good check left hooks, eventually close that eye. And I'm wondering if he's going to be able to do that with Porter. See, the difference with Porter is Porter uses his jab well, and he usually out-jabs his opponents. Is that going to be a problem, or is Danny going to be able to counter that jab with a left hook? I don't know. This is an interesting matchup. I really, 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 really didn't think we would see this. But I'm pretty sure I always said if we did, it would be for a title. There's one on the line. It's vacant.
Why didn't you think we'll see it when Kenny Porter was on your show and told you that he didn't want to go down the IBF route, that he wanted to go down the WBC route?
Well, because I didn't really think Danny would take it. It's a style nightmare for Danny. So we think I could be of the same mindset of the people that picked against Danny in the Lucas fight. I still rode with Danny because I felt he had the more polished skills, but I don't know. This is a totally different animal than Lucas Matisse.
Yeah, and I agree. And then seeing the fact that Brandon Rios, I wouldn't say like made it super tough, but it didn't make Danny Garcia look flawless in that fight. So seeing that there was a pressure kind of style that kind of made him look a little uneasy, and eventually he was able to knock him out. Sean Porter is a totally different beast. And you were mentioning that as long as he doesn't get lazy with the jab, like Brandon Rios did when he got caught and looked like that James Toney knockout. If he can be relentless like he normally is, provide a lot of activity, a lot of strong jabs, doesn't get lazy in his defense, I think it could be a really rough fight for Danny Garcia.
If Danny could somehow get the knockout. Now, I know that Brandon is a smaller guy, and you spoke of weights and, you know, where Sean started at. But, you know, Sean was at 165 in the amateurs. You know, if he had a couple of fights, I'm pretty sure they were with nondescript people as a pro at that weight.
You're saying Sean Porter as an amateur? He fought.
No. Before,
oh, I'm sorry.
Before you think, I don't know. As an amateur, I know he had a very decorated amateur career at 65. He even dropped Daniel Jacobs maybe 3 to 7 times. I know. He fought as high as 165. Believe me, I know. He beat all of them, a lot of them. I know. What I'm saying is, if he fought at 65 as a pro, I'm pretty sure without box tracking, he fought straight nobodies, nondescript
correct.
People.
Okay. Correct. It was the very beginning of his career. It wasn't even anything important.
It wouldn't even matter. But it all brings me back to Danny scoring the stoppage, right? Because what's the only way that the public would not demand Danny to unify? I ain't going to say his only, because obviously every time you win a title, fucking doors open. Like Pacquiao might come a knocking. Who knows? But, you know, all first glance, his only option is a big win, a big enough win over Porter, which makes the common opponent with Thurman to demand that rematch. A, Thurman will be coming back by then and is entitled to fight that for the WBC. B, Danny already lost it to Thurman and wants to avenge the loss, you know, storyline-wise, because I'm pretty sure we're going to go down this same street where it took this fight almost 2-3 years to make. I mean, the Porters have been chasing Danny Garcia for years. They came to New York City 2 years ago to call him out and chasing him through Barclays, you know. So I feel like Earl's going to go down that same route. Anybody is, you know what I mean? He's the money man in the division, you know? People may not like it, but he brings the biggest numbers, you know what I mean? And tickets and fucking residual effect because, you know, Keith, after his win, felt differently, felt that he gained popularity.
One thing about the style matchup that I want to point out is that Sean Porter – for a lot of the other fights that I've seen, he tends to smother his work. He tends to be too close trying to throw punches. Now, if he can work his good jab like he always does and stay at distance and try to catch Danny, I think that would be better than trying to fight in close, like in like a I don't know the word.
Danny has a few options and weapons in this fight. He's used the uppercut well, I believe, in a Zab Judah fight, and he showed the right hand in the Zab Judah fight and in the Brandon Rios fight. Obviously, the left hook is his known specialty. I think the two punches for success, Ron, are going to be the left hook, catching Porter, lunging in like he loves to do, or the uppercut, the right uppercut, you know, using that left hook either, you know, to parry Porter's jab, to, you know, try to jab or counter over Porter's jab and then uppercut him, or just to simply shoulder roll, block that, you know, use your left to block, you know, Porter's jab and shoulder roll and fucking throw the uppercut. But it's got to be the uppercut or the left hook, because Porter is, like Mike said, he smothers himself. He wants to be in close. That's where he's comfortable, right on your chest, breathing the same air that you are exhaling.
Yeah, I agree 100% with those punch selections. Even though Sean Porter had a better time with Thurman than Danny Garcia did, if you watch the Sean Porter and Thurman fight, he was getting hit with a lot of uppercuts because he tends to lunge, just like how you said. Similar how Manny Pacquiao was able to get the uppercut on Lucas Matisse. So Sean Porter is going to have to stand a little bit more upright than he normally does and actually use his boxing skills that he showed at the Granados fight at the end when he hurt his hand, if he wants to not just get hit with crazy shots, because Danny Garcia is very accurate. And many times he's been the underdog. I mean, Amir Khans and the Matisse, like, people always count him out. And even if he's losing, he still finds a way. And you can argue how the Thurman and Garcia fight ended because, you know, Thurman was moving away and stuff like that. But Danny Garcia still has a chance. And you can see every fight, he just finds it and he just drops them. And it's vicious, you know?
Yeah, like underdog, that whole underdog mystique or underdog magic that he used to have was gone and it's out the window. Like, you know, that special, oh, he believes he's an underdog and the world bets against him, so he always wins. Because the world bet against him versus Thurman and he didn't win. Like, he was the underdog versus Thurman.
I often say with the exception of Thurman, every other fight he's been the underdog and he's tended to step to the plate and shown that he deserves to be at the level of upper echelon fighters. Go ahead. I see. No,
absolutely. Absolutely. And I hate to be this guy, especially a guy that has a good relationship with the Garcias, gets allowed into that camp, but I hate to be the guy that say, in retrospect, only, you know, insane kamikaze Khan fans will say that Khan is elite. But in retrospect, both Khan and Matisse, you know, yes, off first glance, Matisse got a regular title and it looks, but we've seen the fights. We've seen the Karim fight. We've seen the Emmanuel Taylor fight. We know who Emmanuel Taylor is. We know that he was moved up. You know what I'm saying? Khan, same thing. Like, we know who LaGreco is. You know what I mean? Like, you can't fool the real boxing fan. But, you know, Thurman is not Khan or this other guy that I can't even fucking remember. Lucas. You know what I'm saying? He's not those guys. That's why Danny was an underdog. You know what I mean? I don't know. But I don't know, because he was an underdog in all those fights, I guess. But it's.
I mean, he also had that Aaron Herrera fight where many people thought that he lost too, which I think situated.
No, you mean Mauricio Herrera, not.
Oh, Aaron. Okay.
Mauricio. Was it? Okay. Yeah, in Puerto Rico. Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah. It was a Golden Boy fight. They took him back home. I remember they used the fucking P. Diddy beat. I'm coming home. Coming home. Yo, I was so soup. I was big time Danny. Like, we was like boys.
How would that turn out?
What did you think about that? Did you think Danny won or lost that? Honest opinion.
I mean, look, bro, it was a tough fight. I don't remember. I'm pretty sure you got to go back to the show. I'm sure I scored it. I used to use the Box Nation app back then. That shit doesn't even work anymore. Shout out the Box being trash, so trash they don't even update the apps that they bought, because I'm sure they didn't develop it because they would not let it just fucking die, but whatever.
And real quick, Ness, real quick. The most thing that I'm excited about for this fight, like more excited than anything, Angel Garcia and Kenny Porter. I want to see that interaction right there. I'm going to love it.
Sean. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know how many times Ken is going to say, we chased you. Y'all been running for 3 years. We came to Brooklyn when you fought Paulie. And Ken is in shape. Ken does all types of fucking, he doesn't just box. He's been an Olympic trainer. All these guys who are champions now and former champions, the Devin Alexanders of the world, even Deontay, Rasheed Warrens, Broners, everybody, Earl, I mean, this, you name it. he's been in their corner in the amateurs or in the Olympics. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's going to be dangerous. But, I mean, Philly is strong, bro. Philly comes out. Like, I seen my man Jay Goodman from Philly in the chat. They're going to support. They're going to support. And this fight is happening in the Barclays Center because Danny's the A-side. Or if not, it would have happened in Vegas. You know what I'm saying? But Danny ain't going to Vegas. I could be totally wrong.
No, yeah. I mean, he's been the A-side.
No. I mean, I was just saying I could be totally wrong about this next statement, which is I think he might feel threatened. I mean, even if we replay the tape, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I read into shit too much, maybe, but I don't know. The voice, the fact that this has been it's come on, bro. How long have we been hearing about this thing?
The fact that they said that he said we can go spar tomorrow tells you everything.
I mean, not necessarily. I know some people might look at it as like an escape out, like, oh, let's just fight and then nobody ain't got to see it. It's not on TV. It's not a real fight, la, 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 la. But it's also like that doghouse mentality, you know what I'm saying? Floyd put that out there, that doghouse mentality. Like, look at Gervonta. He ain't trying to do it on TV. He trying to come to your gym. So, you know what I'm saying? And look, they both from similar areas. Gervonta's from the DMV, Baltimore, Virginia, Maryland area, and that's only about an hour and a half away from Philly. So, yeah, you know what I mean? All these dudes know each other, too. They know each other from the amateurs. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, Sean was fighting at a high division. You know what I'm saying? Danny was fighting Crawford in the amateurs. They won the one.
Yeah.
Kenny Porter even said that Sean Porter actually sparred Usyk and actually beat him in the amateurs.
What?
Yeah. He actually said that on there's like an old Kenny Porter and Dante's Boxing Nation interview. And he said he did the whole descriptive. He said 2012 gold Olympian. He competed in 2008. It was Usyk. Sean beat him. And you guys can look that up. Now, I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know the record, but Sean did definitely fight in bigger weight class.
Yo, Ken, don't be lying, bro. That's how all that shit started. You know what I'm saying? He got tapes on all these dudes. He got tape. Yo, when Sean and Porter.
That's Sean and Thurman. Sean Thurman.
No. Because he ain't had that tape. See, I had to go get that tape from Thurman.
I thought it got leaked, didn't it?
Yeah, leaked by Ness.
Oh, okay. My bad. I didn't know, baby. My bad.
I meant to say when Sean and Broner had beef. Ken whipped out tapes. You see all the leaked tapes that was coming out? You know what I'm saying? Ken got tapes on all them dudes. He leaked the tape on Broner saying he looked up to Sean. You know what I'm saying? Like
he even had this tape where he explained a story where James Kirkland and Sean Porter were in an amateur bout. And Sean Porter was like, yo, my back's hurt, you know. I don't know if I can keep doing it. Maybe I should pull out. And then, like, he was saying James Kirkland's side was all yelling, like, mother this, you know. They were just dogging him. So he's like, no, I'm going to go out. And he pulled all these pictures of James Kirkland on the ground getting dropped and the amateurs after that. So Sean Porter was fighting some big guys.
Sean Porter was a bad dude in the Amis, huh?
Yeah, but he was.
Yo, but listen, in the amateurs with that headgear and Sean Porter style, he hits you a couple of times, whether they land flush or not. The headgear covers your eyes. Then you land a couple of other shots. You know what I'm saying?
A couple headbutts.
Pros. It's different in the pros. It is totally different in them pros.
I'm just saying, it's a well-known fact that in a lot of Sean fights, he tends to lead with his head.
Yeah, I mean, look. Let's see how this one plays out. We've seen Sean bully people, man. Malignaggi and guys like that, you know?
Berto.
I don't know if it could happen here. Yeah, he did Berto. But, you know, people want to say Berto was old or done. So, I don't know. We'll see. This is a test for the both of these guys right here. This is like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? Especially after seeing it with Thurman and Porter. Like, we know what Porter got. We know what he bringing to this table.
Are you leaning like one way or another? Or like 50-50? Man.
You know, I've always rolled Danny. I didn't for the Thurman fight. This one is tough because the Nesta from pre-Danny Lucas might have not picked Danny, but that same Nesta still picked Danny over Lucas when everyone was not and thought that Lucas was as dangerous as I think Sean Porter is now. But Danny rose to the occasion and his skills and skill set was able to shine. Could that happen with Porter? Because Porter technically is the one committing the sins. As a, like, I've interviewed Ken a million times and said, come on, man, as a trainer, like, you don't, why you don't tell your fucking son to stop smothering? He's like, you think I don't tell him that? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know, man. Is Porter the more skilled fighter? He's definitely the more active fighter. He's definitely more the rougher fighter. He's definitely the fighter that's going to show you stamina for 12 fucking rounds. Can Danny deal with that heat, man?
Now, just one random little fact that I was looking at the rankings. Strangely, the WBC is the only sanctioned body that has Sean Porter and Danny Garcia. All the other ones don't have either one in their top 15. Now, I know for a fact that you were talking to Ken a lot. Just to remind everyone that Sean Porter spent a lot of money wanting to get this WBC belt and all the eliminators and the sanctioning fees. I'm sure there's a big chip on his shoulder seeing the fact that he's been paying and waiting and paying and waiting. Wasn't it close to like $100,000, Ness, that he spent trying to get this?
They said like $225,000. It's on one of the shows, one of the last shows with Ken being on. He said like $225,000 they've already given the WBC.
But didn't you come back and say, like, Wilder said that something, like, different?
What you mean?
Like, you said, like, Wilder said the sanctions fees, like, weren't that much. It was, like, $40,000 for him or something like that.
Yeah, no, but he said he's paid so many times. Because remember, like, Ron said it was a bunch of fights, like, this eliminator, then another eliminator. You know what I'm saying? It was like a never-ending story of eliminators and shit that the Porters had to, you know, the hoops that they had to jump through. This looks like I've gone through like 100. No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say as a monkey wrench. Do you think Keith Thurman vacated this belt, seeing the fact that he had strangely two mandatories, Sean Porter and Danny Garcia were both mandatories?
Nah, because he was more than fine and he's super intelligent. That's why I call him the next Floyd, right? He knew, like he told us, it's on our video. You got to go listen to it. He told us like, bro, I understand I'm the A side. I got two belts. Like, you don't think the sanctioning body is going to do what I want? If I want to fight Danny first, I'll fight Danny first. But it depends how I feel off my injury because I know I can knock out Sean based off the first fight. So I might want to come back, knock him out, then beat Danny up again. You know what I'm saying? So, and yep. I'm telling you, in that same interview, he was like, Jesse Vargas is a tune-up for me. I'm like, yo, Jesse ain't no tune-up. Ain't like, yo, you're tune up for me. So, like, we forgetting because we fickle. I don't forget because I'm in their camps. I know what he's made of. I've watched these dudes spar everybody that you – all your favorite fighters, and I don't mean this to none of my hosts. I never direct shit. I'm always speak in general 99.9 times. But all your favorite fucking fighters, I've watched them spar each other. You know what I'm saying? So, like, Thurman ain't scared, bro. He got married. He getting some pussy, and, you know, he doing his thing. That's his business. Like, he'll come back. And if he stays out too long, it would be like the Roberto Duran story, right? You know what I mean? That'll be his fault.
Yeah, I mean, not necessarily saying ducking, since you mentioned like he's real smart. Like, think about this. If he predicted Danny Garcia to beat Sean Porter, the psychology of it, that Danny Garcia is going to give me that rematch because he wants to avenge that loss, he can kind of get his tune up while they bump heads. And if Danny wins, then he can get that immediate WBC.
I agree with you. Like, your storyline makes great sense. It sounds perfectly written for the movie. But I also believe that Keith could have still got his tune-ups. Like, we see – like, we want Wilder Joshua, but we see Joshua fighting other people. We wanted Keith versus Errol, and we see Errol fighting other people. Like, Lomachenko versus Javonta, they fighting other people. Like, the things that – you know, look, we never get what we want. So, you know, I highly doubt that if Keith would have stood, the sanctioning bodies would have got involved and forced him, man. And Suleiman ain't doing that shit, especially not to them true champs. Them one time Johnny Gonzalez, I knocked out Abner Mars, and the next fight I lost my title champ. Yeah, he doing that to them, but
Not dudes that's reigning. Not dudes that's been unified. You know what I'm saying? Nah. Not guys like Porter, Keith, and Danny, right? Like Porter said, I got 250,000 in. How much could Keith have already? How much could Danny have? You know what I'm saying? Danny, especially since he was already 140-pound champ. He was WBC champ forever. You know what I'm saying? He gave Postal Stepstar money twice. And he defended that title crazy amount of times. So, anyway, we talking hella too much.
That's fine. Facts.
You guys want a final thought?
Final thoughts on the Porter and Garcia fight? I mean, I'm ready for it. I've been waiting for it to be announced. I've been waiting to see what's going to happen with the press conference. I see my guy got the zone water bottle, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ness. And really, I'm ready to see the press conference. Like, the first one, I'm ready for. That's my big thing right now.
Yeah, and my final thoughts, I think it'll be a great card. I think they originally were going to have this August 25th, but there was so much stuff probably going on that they moved it to September 8th. They're also going to have a co-main on there. There's going to be David Benavidez. He's going to defend his title on there. It's unknown, but it should be a good card, seeing that this is a huge buildup for the welterweight division. So I'm really excited, and I think whoever wins this deserves to have that WBC belt 100%.
Yo, they call motherfucking Ron Devin Haney.
I know. I was trying to block it out.
Yo, that's the nerdy Devin Haney. Hey, at least you bag Black China. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't know how big of a success that was, though. But hey.
Come on.
Devin Haney's out here in the Bay, so I respect that.
Love David Haney.
Devin Haney got that new BMW that looked like a Lambo that the Charlos got. And
I think Devin Haney will beat Teofimo Lopez when I met him.
He's ranked now, top 15.
Fuck it.
You're wilding right now. Don't ever make early picks. You gotta be careful with early picks.
Nah, I've been seeing Devin Haney since he was like 16.
Okay.
I love him.
How long have I been watching Erickson Lubin and did not pick him versus Charlo?
You didn't pick him?
No.
I did. Damn. Yeah.
Where's my soundbite? I don't want to hit you with it because you're my
friend. Hit me with it. Hit me with it. Shit. Hey, I deserve my crow. Don't hit me with it. I pick Lubin, Erickson Lubin. I'm sorry, Charlo. I made a public apology to Charlo on Twitter. I would never pick against you again. Never.
Yo.
You don't know shit about boxing.
I ain't want to do it to you, but you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, skills pay the bills. That cliche is old, but it is true, man. Skills pay the bills. And I know people are like, oh, Ness. I'm not even going to say it. I'm not even going to bring it up. That's a totally different topic. But there is skills there. You just have to watch the fights. Anyway, let's go out to the sponsors. Then we'll hit the callers. You know the number to call in. 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. And you can join us on Skype by adding Nestor Gibbs. We must be friends, so you got to add Nestor Gibbs. That's NestorGibbs. Don't forget, if you're watching the live stream, hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. Lets us know around here that you're enjoying this late night, 10:39 Eastern PM show. For all those that listen only on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeart, iTunes, and wherever podcasts are found. So, sponsors, please.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Hate Sazy. Scorsese, what up?
Yo, your man look like the Big Bang Theory version of Devin Haney, brother. Full scholarship version of Devin Haney, brother.
Hey, man. Come on, man.
I take that with a compliment, man. 100%. I embrace that nerdiness.
Bro, that shit, you was just deep in the camera, man. It caught you real good. You did look just like him, though. That shit was funny, man.
Hey, I'm cool with it, man.
Hey, since y'all was on Charlo, man, look, all I'm gonna say is she better be glad he didn't do her ass like he did Lubin, bro. Shit, didn't get done like Charles Haney. What's that dude he knocked out and put him on his face? You better be glad he didn't do you like that. You need to drop them charges, man. That man took it easy. Look, I'd rather a girl scratch me than keep me in the nuts. My
what
lady,
are you talking about, man?
We don't want to bring it up, do we?
Charles got the domestic charges. But
well, we don't know if that's true or not, bro. As right now, they're just charges. They're not. He doesn't have a record yet, put like that.
If you ain't get done like neither one of them two, you need to drop them charges. You lucky. But yeah, Porter, look, man, Danny. Remember Danny cut in the Khan fight. Remember him cut versus Matisse. Remember his face busted up with Peterson. Boy, Porter finna have that damn little mini fro all up in his shit. Porter ain't gonna let him breathe. The body work finna be all kind of look. The thing with Lamont Peterson, that's the closest fight to the Danny situation and Porter, right? And what happened is Lamont started late, blah blah blah. Porter ain't finna do that. Porter finna be fighting till they tell him he can't fight no more. Till the Barclays Center close the damn building, everybody gone. Porter still gonna be fighting. So Danny finna have body work galore done on him. Only way he can win the fight is if Porter chin finally breaking. That motherfucker been looking looking real shaky here lately from time to time. And he kind of punked out with Granados a little bit, but I think he gonna be on the money on this one. My early pick. It's Showtime, Sean Porter, and I'm sure we're going to get some good old Ness and Kenny rekindling. So I'm going to look around for that. Y'all have a good night, man.
Scorsese, thanks for calling in and for reminding me that we're not doing no fucking 3 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Try by!
We're giving everybody 40 seconds. 40 seconds.
I was going to say 45, but 40 sounds good.
45, man. We're going to go with your shit, 45. We're going to go with the Cobra, Anthony in Cincinnati. What up?
What up? Got Killer Mike on the panel, Young Ali, and Devin Haney. Y'all got to But nah, real quick. I was pretty tight when Danny said that. Boy, you from Ohio. Nah, motherfucker. You about to but more and more and more. I'm starting to agree with Scorsese, crazy ass. He on point. That motherfucker, Danny got it coming. And my early pick, Showtime. Ohio against the world. He might stop him. They stop him. Nah, I ain't going to go that far, but he going to work his ass though. But yeah, that's all I got.
All right, well, Ant, thanks for calling in. I have no clue. All right, 614-329. You're live. Who's this?
329.
That's you.
What's up, Ness?
What up?
Ohio runs box.
Damn, I see it here.
The Ohio love.
What up?
What's up, man? About time this fight happened. This is good, man. I think it's a 50-50 fight. I'm rolling with Sean, but I respect Danny, man. He got an iron chin. If Sean stops him, my God, I definitely give a man props. But I respect Danny, man. But this is going down in boxing history. Both Garcias getting their ass whipped by Ohio fighters in the same year. Dang. It's going down. But that's all I wanted to say, man. I'm going to make it quick. Ohio, all day.
All right. We got 773-424.
What's up, guys? You hear me?
Yes, sir. Who's this?
Kevin from Chicago. So what's happening with Devrychenko? I feel like no one's talking about him, but he's one of the most technical, dangerous fighters coming up.
Oh, that's because we're talking about.
I know he's supposed to be a mandatory for GGG, but GGG.
We're talking about Danny versus Porter right now, brother.
Devrychenko, he had a show on him, so.
Yeah, he has a purse bid coming up with Daniel Jacobs for the IBF middleweight title.
Period. Yeah, and
we have a show in the past.
You got to check the feed.
Danny Porter, Danny and Sean Porter. I think Danny Garcia is going to be a little bit too quick for him, a little bit too elusive, a little bit more fancier. He's going to dance around him.
Well, all right. Kevin from Chicago, right? Thank you for calling in. That wraps it up. It is time to go. You guys gave the final thoughts already, right?
Yep.
I'm over there yawning, time to really go.
How you yawning, Ron, when you like 3 hours behind us? You still got sunlight.
I wake up super early for work, man. I get tired.
What happened?
I wake up super early, man. I stay dedicated, grinding all day.
I feel you. Well, I am your co-host, Michael Gross. You can find me on IG at Gross1911 or on Twitter at Gross2312. One thing that I am excited about is this upcoming weekend, and we will touch on everything tomorrow, so stay tuned.
All right. You can follow me at The Real Devin Haney. I mean, Fighter IQ Media. That's my Twitter handler and my Instagram. I'm excited for this fight, so we're going to have a good event. We'll cover more on it.
Yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm also shocked that this sucker has happened, man. So shout out to both of these guys, you know. Shout out to Danny stepping up to the plate, bringing another big fight to the Barclays Center. Let's see what the ticket sales look like. You know, last time out, he and Thurman did 16,000 and some change. So let's see if the crowd is going to come out for both Danny and Porter. But solid top five welterweight fight. Solid top five welterweight fight. I would like to see either man come out of it as a definitive winner. You know, no shady business, no fouls. You know, I know someone spoke ahead, bunts and cuts and shit like that. None of that. Straight clean, old-fashioned ass whooping. You know, let Danny beat him the way he beat Lucas, or let Sean beat him the way he beat Paulie. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb to say that this fight will be a sold-out event at the Barclays Center.
Wow, that is out on a limb. But I am your host, Ness the Guest. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. Everybody gave this. Arrivederci. Nos vemos. Bye.